It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hurry into Menards right now and save big money. Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil helps you grow bigger, more bountiful plants. It provides the right foundation your plants need to thrive with a 100% organic formula that requires no mixing. Add Miracle-Gro Raised Bed Soil to help your plants grow with organic nutrients you can count on. Visit our garden center or check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Firefighters go through a lot of crazy things, not just from the aspect of fires, but they're the ones that are called out quite frequently with paramedics and things of that nature. So along with a lot of police officers, they also see some of the worst of society in some of their craziest situations. But what about the crazy situation of being in the middle of doing your job, fighting a fire? In the midst of it, and you encounter the dead. In that moment, do you assume it's the living because you're trying to rescue people, get people out? Or do your better instincts kick in and you realize this is not a living person? But how do you know? That's what we hear about in our first story. Take a listen. I am a retired firefighter. I'm a busy department somewhere along the Gulf Coast. The story I'm about to tell you took place about 15 years ago. At that time, I was a lieutenant assigned to an engine company. The shift started out normal enough. We had a variety of calls, fire alarms, car accidents, and EMS runs. Around 2 a.m., we were upstairs asleep in the bunk room. The house lights kicked on and the speaker and the ceiling squawked to life. Battalion 2, Engine 2, 5 and 7, Ladder 3, Rescue 1, Respond Box 1277. Box alarm assignment, house fire. I was out of bed and sliding down the pole to the apparatus bay before the dispatcher even finished talking. I threw my gear on and hopped into the cab of the truck. We were the first due engine assigned to the box, which meant that we would be the first on the scene. As we pulled out of the station, I reached for the radio microphone to say that we were en route. Before I could cue the mic, dispatch said, "Fire alarm to companies responding to box 1277. We have a report of a child trapped inside the residence." Now, usually when firefighters catch a working fire, our adrenaline kicks into high gear. When you find out that there are trapped occupants, particularly a child, it hits an even higher gear. The location of the call was only 10 blocks away from the station, so I knew we would be there quickly. As we pulled up in front of the house, I yelled at my two firefighters to go ahead and stretch a line to the front door. My EO, the dump pump operator, got ready to pump when we needed him to. I jumped out of the cab and prepared to do an initial 360 of the residence to note the layout, utility connections, etc. When I got out of the cab, I could see a young couple standing in the front yard. They told me that their four-year-old was still inside. Flames were showing from the front and one side of the house. The house didn't have a fence, so I ran around the backyard to not only do my usual 360, but also to see about access from the rear of the house so we could go in and try to find the child. The back door was open. Thick smoke was rolling out of the door, down around the foot of the ground, and I realized that the survivability factor for someone inside with no protective clothing was pretty much non-existent. We had to try. As when I looked over my shoulder, standing about 15 feet away in the middle of the backyard was a child dressed in pajamas. I scooped the kid up and my arms ran back around the front yard where the parents were. I passed the kid off and told them to go ahead and go across the street so that they would be out of the way. They began to profusely thank me for rescuing their child, as I already headed back to the rear of the house to make an attack on the fire, so I didn't have time to tell them that I found the child in the yard. Once the fire was out, I was curious as to how the child had made it out of the house, given that he had no burns on him and no soot under his nose to indicate he had breathed in any smoke. The parents and child were in the driveway across the street, so I headed over to them and to talk. As I approached, the mother again began to thank me, but I told her that I had found the child in the yard. The mother said that when they woke up and realized there was a fire, the location that it was burning prevented them from getting to the child's room. Having been inside and seen the fire and the aftermath, I could tell that she was telling the truth. However, not only was the fire blocking the parents' access to the child, but it was also in between the child's room and the back door. Not to mention the front door. This would probably make more sense if I could draw a map of the house, but anyway, there was no way that the child should have been able to reach the back door. At this point, the father looked at the child and asked, "How did you get out of this house?" The child immediately said, "Grandpa carried me." Looking at the mother, I asked, "It's just y'all that live here, right?" The mother said yes and continued on to say that both her father and her husband's father were dead and had died before the child was born. I then asked the child for a description of the person that carried him out of the house. The child gave a very detailed, especially for a four-year-old who had just been in a fire, description of a man. As the child was talking, I glanced over at the mother's face. Despite being the middle of the night, I could see that she had gone deathly pale. She kind of waved on her feet, and both her and her husband and I reached over to steady her. Her voice was barely above a whisper when she said, "That's my father. He just described my father." The husband elaborated and said that when they found out they were going to have a baby, they set out on a 3-hour drive to tell her parents that they were going to be grandparents. They were on their way. The wife's father died of a massive heart attack and never found out that he was going to have a grandchild. But I guess he found out anyway, because he was there to save the life of his grandson. Weird things happened in fires sometimes. Things that we cannot explain, or at least explain to everyone's satisfaction. In this case, we have the dead taking care of the living.
Stories online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. GhostPodcast.com or Patreon.com/RealGhostStories.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What if you could get more from what you already do? As a Shell Fuel Rewards member, that's just a regular weekday afternoon. You get more rewards, more savings, and more special offers. Earn rewards when shopping, dining out, and fueling up. And all of that becomes fuel savings when you're at the pump. Use the Shell app and enjoy life with more. Your nearest Shell station is less than 5 miles away.
Lots of places can accidentally expose you to identity theft. Doctor's offices, online retailers, insurance companies, the list goes on. Thankfully, LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points a second for threats to your identity, which is way more than anyone can do on their own. LifeLock keeps an eye on your personal information, credit applications, finances, and more. And if they find anything suspicious, like new loans or changes to your financial accounts, they alert you right away. All through text, phone, email, or the LifeLock app. Even better, alerts are automatically activated the moment you become a LifeLock member. No extra work on your part. Get the alerts that could make all the difference. Don't wait. Join LifeLock now. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.